Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Normally, I don't slam two podcasts up on the last day of the month, but this has been a busy month, so June, you get them the last day. Try to get them in by the 15th of the month, but, you know, with the work at home and the changes around us right now, not always as easy to get things done during the week as it has been in years past. So today, a couple of topics. The first topic is home seismographs, why? And the second topic is home weather stations, why? So for the first topic, I backed a company based out of Panama, the country, and it's an interesting company. They use the Raspberry Pi computing framework, and they have built basically what's called a geophone, and a geophone allows you to very quickly, for all intents and purposes, sense earthquakes and measure earthquakes on a seismographic scale. It's an interesting application. It's an interesting product. I spent a lot of time with it. I enjoy it. There was an earthquake in the area where I live in 2014 that literally shook the buildings we were in. And so since then, I've been a little bit more interested. Before that, I was always interested in seismographs because my dad used to take me to the Indiana University Geologic Building or Geology Building on campus of Indiana University, and they had a seismograph in the lobby, and I used to love to go and watch and see, because I'd read about a California earthquake, and, you know, I could see the California earthquake in Indiana, because, you know, obviously the ground shakes, and it moves, and that's a lot of energy, so it's got to go somewhere. So seismographs are interesting. Home weather stations are another thing. I mean, my father had one for years, so I kind of do, you know, kind of fall into the, gosh, it's really cool to have a home weather station because you never know when your weather is going to be vastly different than the weather at the National Weather Service or NOAA location that's broadcasting to you. So I always find it interesting, you know, what is the reality of the weather around me. So weather and seismographs are a couple of things that I've spent a number of years looking at. I highly recommend a couple of products in the space. The Raspberry Shake, which is the Raspberry Pi-based seismograph. I've had one in my basement for 2 years now, running nonstop, and it's, you know, it's perfectly fine. Now, you do have to make sure it has plenty of air and you know, keep the area around it, you know, flat and level. And I've also got it connected to the concrete of the house. That way, it's got a better chance of detecting an earthquake if one were to happen. So it is an impressively cool little tool, and I enjoy using mine a lot. The other tools, two weather stations. One is called Weatherflow. Actually, it's three weather stations. One is called Weatherflow. I really like their new stuff that they put out. Their software is the best. They're without a doubt the best presentation of information. They collect a lot more weather data than the other two that I'm going to talk about do, but the other two have more unique aspects to them that make them also exceptional weather stations. But the cool thing about Weatherflow is it really produces a lot of great data, and their software, which is called Tempest, is just amazing. I love their software. NetAtmo is the other, and it's basically short for network atmosphere, right? So the advantage of NetAtmo, or NetAtmo, depending upon which way you want to say it, is that you actually can have devices all over your house. So I know in the winter it's colder upstairs than it is in the basement, and I know in the summer it's colder in the basement than it is upstairs. So it's kind of one of those, you know, airflow situations. So you always want to watch that. NetAtmo also has wind and rain gauges that you can put outdoors to capture that information in an outdoor temperature gauge. And the last one is BlueSky, and I love BlueSky. BlueSky looks up, literally. It has a camera on top, and over the course of a 24-hour period, or actually the 12 or 14 hours that it's active, it doesn't work at night, it creates a video, a time-lapse video of your day. I love watching the clouds float across the screen. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.